This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A Jefferson County Sheriff's sergeant who responded to the Evergreen High School shooting has resigned after admitting he showed up to the incident intoxicated. An internal investigation found other SWAT officers smelled alcohol on Sergeant Anthony Hamilton and saw he appeared disoriented during the September 10th response. Hamilton later told investigators he drank, quote, the better part of a 12-pack that morning. The sheriff's office says his conduct fell far outside its standards. The two students who were injured in that shooting have since returned home. A Denver sports and entertainment executive is avoiding criminal trial in a bid rigging case thanks to a pardon from President Donald Trump. Tim Lewicki was president of the Denver Nuggets in the 1990s. He then formed a company called Oakview Group based in Denver. They won a contract to develop an arena at the University of Texas, but they were charged with making a deal with a rival to prevent them from bidding on the same contract. Lewicki denied wrongdoing but stepped down as CEO after an indictment earlier this year. He was facing 10 years in prison. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has rejected a new request from the DOJ for sensitive voter information, Kyle McKinnon reports.
Federal officials asked the Secretary of State's office this week to share unredacted data that includes voters' birth dates, home addresses, and partial Social Security numbers. In a statement, Griswold said the Justice Department has no legal right to the information and can, quote, take a hike. The request comes as Colorado waits for answers on how the Trump administration is using voter data it collected from states this summer. Griswold and nine other secretaries of state asked federal officials last month whether the information is being shared with the Department of Homeland Security. Griswold says they haven't received a response.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. It's a chilly but bright Friday in Fort Collins, partly sunny with a high near 39. 42 in Denver. This is CPR News.